there was a very bad night. Strabane, Derry, and along the Foyle side really seemed to have taken the brunt of it, Greg. A number of the areas were very badly damaged in my own area there, for example, from Muff right down to Greencastle. I'll just give you a few examples. The bridge at Redcastle, the parapets, the wall, completely collapsed. The Mobile Greencastle Shore Walk, the Slinus Launch Walk there, a large part of the pathway also collapsed there. There was a number of side roads between Mobile and Greencastle which were very badly damaged. A lot of those things actually happened, and also there was a number of businesses in the area, both in Mobile and Greencastle, and private houses were actually flooded as well. So all in all, it was a very bad night. The whole thing sort of kicked off at approximately 6:30 on Saturday evening, and the rain continued on until after 10 o'clock at night. So you can imagine how much rain fell at that particular time, and it did a considerable amount of damage. Now, I was out myself yesterday, and the road section of Donegal County Council, I'll speak about them, and I'll speak about the emergency services now in a second, but they were out again just doing a clean-up yesterday, so to see, just to tidy the place up, excuse me, to tidy the place up, and as we speak, senior officials are out there at the moment assessing the damage, and I hope to meet up with them later on today in Cairndonna and to see if something can be put in place. But all in all, Greg, it was a very bad night. It was a very dangerous night. People were very worried. I would have got quite a significant number of phone calls from people, and I want to thank them for that. I want to pay tribute as well to Vox Pro, the company that whenever Donegal County Council are off in the evening, you can get in touch with them and the out-of-hour service. So it was a busy night for myself as well. My phone never stopped hopping all night. But again, I want to thank the people that rang me and bringing issues to my attention so as I could pass them on to the council.
It was a
very bad night, Greg.
Yeah, and what are you hearing about flooding to property? Is it severe? Obviously, any time the water ingresses into your house, it's severe. But are you hearing any stories from your constituents, people in the area?
Yes, I have. Yes, the number of people have got quite a lot of damage done to their houses, in, as I said, in the Mobile Greencastle area. And that's something, I suppose, again, just like everybody else, it'll just be assessed over the next number of days. My understanding is, and I could be completely wrong here, it was suggested to me that maybe the Derry Strabane Council were actually considering giving some funding or some money to homeowners. So maybe Donegal County Council, maybe if that were...
Well, we have national schemes. We have national schemes in place. It's just whether or not they kick in, whether or not they kick in this event.
Yeah.
Are you satisfied that... the infrastructure is well enough maintained to avoid something like this? Because, of course, we have seen flooding events like this.
Greg, I think looking into the future, you know, they're saying that this is something we're going to have to live with the climate change over the next number of years, or maybe for years to come. And obviously, we don't have the proper infrastructure. And, you know, it would take a considerable amount of money to put that in place. And I sometimes think, and I get frustrated, like we've got MEPs out in Europe there, and I never hear of them from one general election to the next one. And sometimes I think that they should be trying to secure funding from the European Union for Ireland, for rural areas, and that money being transferred on to central government, so that if we do have significant amount of money and the funding is there, I'm sure if Donegal County Council could get the funding that they require, they certainly would carry out the work and put in the proper infrastructure that's going to be needed and needed into the future. Because, you know, we just have to look around the Europe there at the moment, around the world, and see the amount of fires that are happening and the temperatures of 40 degrees. I think, you know, we need to secure funding to put in the proper infrastructure, especially in rural Ireland.